And you are listening to another fabulous episode of Better Made Topics, where the topics are, as you know,
better made.
In this episode, you're going to find out that I have a disease.
And I am possessed by a demon.
And that also, I get taken advantage of sexually in my sleep.
Stay tuned to find out.
So, before we jump into any of that, we need to, like, you know, ease into it and see where we're at, you know? How's it been? How you been?
It could be better.
Yeah. It's cold, but, I mean, we're not going to talk about the weather. It's just other than it's cold. Because that's all you need to know.
Yeah, because everywhere
is cold right now. So it's cold. But it's getting warmer, hopefully. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, we're not in the negatives anymore.
Yeah, but that's not saying much when you're at 15 or whatever.
Yeah, we just passed through, I think it was two winter storms the U.S. did. It was Winter Storm Finn and Heather.
They name winter storms?
Yeah, you didn't know
that.
Just
I
like
thought
hurricanes.
They just do the tropical stuff
No, they name all like winter storms, tropical storms, hurricanes, like all those are named. So and like, it's always down like through the alphabet.
Wait, they just reuse all these stupid names?
No, they don't reuse them. They go by letters. So like Abby, Ben, Cody, Derek.
I did not know they do that with
but
the winter
like,
ones.
Yeah, they go through the whole alphabet and then they go back down and then start with like a different A name, different B name, and then... Huh. Yeah, that's how they do it.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wonder if they name, like, tornadoes.
That I don't know. I think, no, maybe.
Because they name hurricanes. They name, well, they can't name a tsunami, I don't think, maybe.
No, like, the one in Japan, what that was what,
did they name
the
that?
Big tsunami of 20, it was 2011?
I think so. I saw videos of that where, like, the water was what is that word? Receding?
Receding.
Receding back because it's about to happen. Yeah. And it's like all these people on the beach didn't know anything was about to happen. It's like, that's terrifying.
It really is.
That's why one of my main fears, the ocean. Yeah, I have a great
You won't catch me by California over there.
No, no.
Like right on a plate. What's that called? Tectonic
plate. Tectonic plate,
yeah. Right on one.
Yeah, like that's what Italy, I feel like, is right underneath some plates too, I'm sure, because all that
and
volcanic,
the volcanoes,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's nuts.
That's crazy to live in an area like that's so susceptible to anything the Earth wants to do. Like if the Earth wants to change itself,
that's where it's going to start.
That's where it's going to start because you're underneath, you live on top of these plates or whatever. But anyways, I think now we can get into the nitty gritty of today's episode. And I think the first thing we'll talk about is I'll describe it as sleep disorders. That's how we'll phrase it. Sleep disorders.
Vague topic here.
And so the reason we're talking about this actually is a listener emailed us. Thank you, listener. And they wanted us to kind of do some research and look into sleep paralysis. That was the main cause was sleep paralysis.
Yep.
And in the process of doing research into sleep paralysis, I discovered I also have some kind of sleep syndrome, whatever you want to call it.
Disorder.
Yeah. Thank you. So, but first we'll go into sleep paralysis. So
sleep paralysis holds a special place in my heart personally because I suffer from it. Ever since I can really remember, since like being young.
Okay.
Actually, no, that's false. I can remember the first time I had it. It was, I want to say it was like 9 or 10, somewhere around there.
Okay.
So it all started off with me being in bed. And you know how some people can't fall asleep unless they have like a constant noise of something like a fan.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people use a fan.
I have a fan. And actually,
yeah,
my wife
common.
And I have a fan.
Yeah, it's just a nice constant sound that you can just, you know,
sleep. Yeah, it's like
through.
Something about sleeping in a room that's just too quiet. It's almost, it's too loud.
It is. Yeah, it's eerie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big fan of it. I need something going on at all times. I've always been this way.
I think that's a form of trauma, by the way.
Is it now?
I'm pretty sure that's a form of trauma. That if you need some kind of noise in the background to get to sleep or whatever, if you can't just go to sleep quiet, I think that's a form of trauma. Well, don't quote me on that.
That's news to me. I didn't know that one.
But I don't know.
But this night was no exception. I needed something to have a constant sound through, and our fan was broken at the time. I remember this. So we had a CD that had fan noises on it. It sounded like it was actually really weird. But,
I've never even heard of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, my mom just like she went, got it, put it in the CD player, and then that's what we used instead of a fan. It was just fan noises, and it worked. It was just constant noise. That's all I needed.
Like, I always think of those machines for like water noises or like all those typical sleep
like
noises.
Like the whale sounds.
Yeah. Like, you just hear humpback whale in the background as I'm falling asleep.
I don't know how I could fall asleep.
I could not. Crazy. Or like, even if sounds like of the jungle, that would, can you imagine trying to fall asleep to like rainforest sounds and like you just hear animals in the jungle as you're falling
it's
asleep?
Just like a jaguar.
Yeah, because that's all the nightmares I'm gonna have is just the fucking animals coming to hunt me.
Just relive the Jungle Book.
Yeah, but anyways, go continue. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I was sleeping and then I woke up because the fan noises changed to white noise. Which, you know what white noise sounds like.
It's like static.
Yeah, just static white noise, and it turned to that. So it woke me up because it was a drastic change in, you know, the sound.
Yeah.
So it woke me up, and I was like, okay, what's going on? So I get up, I take out the CD, you know, I clean it real quick, put it back in there, and start playing, and it plays fine, just right back to the fan noises. So I get back in bed, I cover up, you know, lay back down, close my eyes, get ready, go back to sleep, and then it changes the white noise again. And I was like, okay, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, I can't move. It, like, picture, if you've seen Harry Potter, the free spell, like, Petrificus Totalis or whatever it is. And just completely bound, can't move, but you can, like, your eyes are open, you can look around, but you can't move.
You're just paralyzed.
Basically. Completely paralyzed, unable to do anything. That happened to me. And then I felt like a dark presence, like there was a really dark entity in the room with me, and I felt pressure, like it was like a demonic pressure all around me. Like I could hear it, I could feel it all around me, and I could see the closet slowly opening up.
Wow.
And it was darkness in this closet. Like usually, like you would be able to see in the light that I had in the room, which wasn't a lot, you know, but you would be able to see like, oh, there's clothes hanging up there. There's, you know, something there.
When you go to bed, like your eyes get acclimated to the darkness. So you kind of can.
But
see
when I looked
well.
Over there, it was black. There was nothing that you couldn't see in my closet. It was nothing but darkness and black. And it almost looked like it was seeping out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And I couldn't do anything but sit there and look at my closet slowly opening and seeing that with the white noise. And I tried screaming. Yeah, you can't do anything. And then all of a sudden, the CD turned right back to fan noises. I could move. The presence was gone. Everything was just back to normal. But I could still, like, my heart was thumping. Like, I could still feel it. But everything was just normal. I did not sleep that night.
100% you had sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
So it
was the most... And, that's not even, that's the worst time. That's the first
time
and the worst time.
How many times would you say you've had this happen to you since it started?
A lot. More than I can count.
If you had to put a number, just give me a ballpark.
So since then, I'd probably in over 50.
And what age did it start, you say?
Probably around 10. It would be my guess. It's 10 years old.
Okay. So 10. Okay.
That first time was the first time and the worst time. Like, every kind of sleep paralysis that I have is terrifying.
Yeah.
But that time was the first time that, like, I felt like I was awake. Like, I got up. I changed the CD. I got back in bed, and then I just couldn't move. Like, usually it's I'm sleeping, and then I wake up not being able to move.
Yeah.
So that one, I don't know if that was, like, the demon. That was the day the demon attached himself to me or whatever it was, or what.
So, yeah, I did... This interested me. When I got the email, I did the research on this for sleep paralysis. And what I found was this goes back to 2400 BC from Mesopotamia time.
Wow. Now that's...
Like, that's long
that's
ago.
That's a long time ago.
And accounts, almost all of the accounts refer to this Lilitu or L-I-L-I-T-U. I don't know how you want to pronounce that. It's not Lilith. I would presume it would be Lilitu or something like
that. Lilitu, something like
that. A female demon. That's what it is. Researchers believe it was early folklore like incubus, succubus, and the night more descended. The nightmare descended. That's like where the whole idea of nightmares started, was back then with this sleep paralysis. So like, it's kind of weird to think about that maybe the idea of nightmares wouldn't be a thing if someone wouldn't had sleep paralysis back then.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure they told their friend, their neighbor, oh my God, I had this thing where I couldn't move in my sleep. I couldn't call out. I couldn't do anything. And like, they're like, oh, that's crazy. That sounds like a nightmare. Like just a terrible, like they just came up with it. And it's now we're here, you know, in the modern day, and people have nightmares. People have these things that are, but it all started way back.
That's crazy.
I love this kind of stuff. But anyways.
You love that history
I
stuff.
I do. The night hag, or old hag, is the name of the supernatural creature associated with sleep paralysis. So I didn't even know that there would be a name for this demon or creature that they want to refer to it as. And now, like, this is where I get confused, because, like, is it a real demon? Is it this presence that just latches on to people? Like, is there some kind of dark energy that has attached itself to you? Or is this just something that, like, is internal with only you or a special group of people that, like...
I'm not sure, because I've seen some things about sleep paralysis, and we all kind of describe the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all of the stuff that I've read describe exactly what you described. I will say, how or why sleep paralysis happens, they don't know. There is no answer that they can figure out of how or why it starts. Research believes sleep paralysis is caused by a disturbed rapid eye movement cycle happens to people falling into or coming out of REM sleep. So like people in deep, deep sleep, is this best they can guess is why it happens? Is like maybe a transition between your deep sleep and your non-deep sleep. There's something that happens in between that causes you to have this like vision or hallucination of this evil or dark thing.
Yeah.
They say sleeping on the side instead of the back is a way to help avoid having an episode.
You said by sleeping on the back?
No, on your side.
Oh, on your side.
Because they say almost all the time it almost happens on your back. Like, has it always happened on your back?
Yeah, no, that checks out now that you say that. Yeah, actually, Monica even tells me, like...
Like, you shouldn't be able to move your legs, your arms.
Yeah, I can't move anything.
You're laying on your back, pinned down, basically.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't put that...
They do say the best thing they... Because there's nothing really you can do internally to snap yourself out of it. It's kind of... They say to stay calm and concentrate on your breathing. That will help you kind of snap out of it. So, like, if you're in the middle of it, instead of freaking out that you can't move, that you can't wake up, just focus on your breathing and try to calm your breathing down to bring you back into like maybe a calmer
better dream.
I bet
something.
You like in a calmer state of sleep. And the last thing I think I really found was people with sleep paralysis may hallucinate and feel like an entity in the room, just like what you described. a Dr. Fong says it feels like someone choking them or pressing on chest so they can't breathe. Is that exactly what you kind of went through?
I don't know about the not being able to breathe. I know that I can't talk or scream. Like, you, I know when I'm in a sleep paralysis.
Okay.
And I try my absolute hardest to wake myself up. I try to scream. I try to yell for I can feel Monica sleeping right next to me. And I'm trying to yell to her to, like, please, like, wake me up, like, save me. And nothing
so,
comes out.
I have a question about it. Like, does it feel like you're watching your body above it?
No.
Okay, so, like, you are still alive.
Yeah, I'm still alive in my body bound, being able to. I feel something in the room with me. And I can't.
And it ain't a good presence.
It's not
either.
Never a good presence.
Gotcha.
And I can't do anything. I can't shout. I can't scream. Monica has, like, I am able to get out some sounds sometimes. And to me, like, I'm trying my hardest to scream. And Monica, it's usually my breathing gets weird, and that kind of triggers her to wake up. Like, she's actually trained herself to wake up to my breathing now.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, I start, like, I guess I can't really breathe because she said my breathing becomes really ragged and like sporadic and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
it's because you're feeling like
So I guess so. Yeah, I guess that does affect my breathing and I just don't notice it because I'm trying to scream. And she says every once in a while I can get out like a little like grunt, just like a little grunt. And that's it. That's all I can manage.
Wow. That is terrifying. I'm happy I don't have your disorder. So now, during this research of sleep paralysis, I found that there is a different kind of sleep disorder called sexosomnia. My wife and I have been having these issues that I wake up the next morning and she'll go, "Hey, do you remember doing this, this, and this?" And I always will go, "No, I don't remember doing that, that, and that." Or she'll go, "Do you remember waking up and turning over and saying this and doing this?" And I'll say, "No, I don't have any recollection of any of that." And now I bring this up because everything I would do in my sleep would be sexual in nature.
God.
Like, I would wake up.
That sounds so much better than mine.
I know.
Mine.
Yeah. I would wake up. Or I wouldn't wake up. I would turn over and kind of like poke her or rub her or initiate something to where she thinks, "Oh, he's awake. Oh, he's up to do some stuff." So she'll just, as a good wife and a good woman, do what she wants, whatever she wants. Well, I'm not aware of this at the time. And I don't know that. Like, it's kind of terrifying, actually.
So she could be doing, like, some butt stuff that you have no idea about.
Correct.
So your sleeping Matt might love that.
I have no clue. I have no clue. Like, I always thought there was, like, something wrong. I just didn't know what. And, I mean, I will go as far as to say that I may have done the full deed before. Like that's as far as I've gone in the sleep.
So you were up and performed.
Correct. Performed all the way.
Wow.
And no issue.
Does this have a name?
So yeah, it's called sexsomnia.
Sexsomnia.
It's a type of sleep disorder known as parasomnia. I don't know why they would have two names for it. Maybe because parasomnia doesn't sound good, so they're like sexsomnia.
Much better.
Much better. Parasomnia is referred to the unusual sensations and behaviors in the case of sexsomnia, people engage in sexual behavior. So, like, I kind of have both where, like, I'll wake up and I'll talk to her, like, "Hey, you wanna do it?
Want this dick?"
And that's the para. But then when I switch to the sexsomnia side, which is actually the act of doing things and not waking up, that's that.
That's crazy.
This is weird. Sexsomnia genuinely manifests in males between 26 and 63 years of age. So, like, which is also checks out. I didn't have this at young age at all. This just started, I would say, around the age of 26 for me. Like, so within the past 3 years, some, like, weird shit's happened that I wake up or, like, she'll tell me about this in the morning. Behaviors during an episode may include fondling, masturbation, sexual intercourse, pelvic thrusting, and spontaneous orgasm. Now, the only one I know that I haven't done
is a spontaneous orgasm.
It's a spontaneous orgasm or masturbating. I don't just, you know, well, I don't know. Maybe I do.
Wouldn't that be nice to wake up one morning and then Chelsea just be like, "Oh, that was really quick last night, but hey."
It's funny you say that, because the next thing, generally lasts less than 15 minutes. Most people, sexsomnia, aren't aware of actions and do not remember the incident after waking up, which is 100% true.
Yeah.
She will, like, go, "No, you said this. I clearly remember you said a whole sentence to me." And I'm like, "No, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about. I never said that. I never did that." Like, it's gotten to the point where, like, there's, like, a little bit of tension in the morning because there's this, like, "You did, I didn't know." Like,
so, Matt, I'm going to give you this doll and I want you to show me where she touched you.
Basically. But again, it's my wife, so it's not a bad thing. But I, during this research, people go to jail for this.
Wow, really?
Like, there are criminal charges because, like, they take it to court and the people that are obviously defending themselves go, "Well, I was unconscious. I wasn't even aware of what my body's doing. How can you criminally charge me with anything that I wasn't aware of my intentions of?"
That is, that's a tough gray area there. It's like, how do you decide that? Because, like, you harass this person, like, pretty hard, but you were sleeping.
They're unclear what causes sexsomnia. The theory is it disrupts sleep, like it's like sleep apnea, things like with your breathing or what causes it, they seem to think. Sleepwalking, heartburn, or restless leg syndrome, or all these things are causes that could trigger sexsomnia, they say. They also say stress and anxiety or fatigue could trigger it, which, I'll be honest, I feel like I was under a decent amount of stress, either for work or whatever the reasons may be, like where I just internalize thoughts and shit and take it to bed with me. So maybe that is just my body's way of processing stress or anxiety.
It could be.
Research suggests strong genetic component to sleep disorders like sleepwalk, talking, or sleep terrors. That's also something that kind of terrified me. Not in like a terrified, but like a, ew, someone in my family has the same thing. Or it could be genetically passed down. Like, so did my dad just like randomly bone my mom in her sleep? Like, is that a thing? Like, I hope not. And it also, the last thing is men are 3 times more likely,
of course,
to get this than women.
Because we don't already have enough of a sex drive.
Because, you know, how am I going to explain that in court, Your Honor? It's a disease I have. It's called sexsomnia. Yeah, likely story. Tell it to your inmate, Bubba. I don't know, but I guess it is. It could be worse. I could have night terrors. I could be pinned down just like you and see terrible things, but instead I'm pinned down and see other things.
Yeah, I'd rather. You want to switch?
No, not at all. I'm not good with things that go bump in the night.
So I was looking, too, while you were saying your story, the Lilitu.
Uh-huh.
It does look like that is the same demon that other people might know as, like, Lilith.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know who Lilith is, that she's basically, like, the first demon, like, Satan's right-hand demon, basically. She was, I want to say, the first wife to Adam, actually, before Eve.
Really?
Yeah, she left the Garden of Eden, and, And one of the pages I was looking at had offspring with an archangel Samuel, and those offsprings are classified as like incubi and succubi.
Okay.
Which checks out
that would make sense.
What you were saying earlier. So yeah. There is a lot of lore behind that. Like, we could talk about this for 10 episodes straight, probably.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind revisiting this to see if, like, we've got more, maybe if you have another experience with it and you want to tell that story, or if I have another story, another experience with my disorder, I'll maybe share it if it's not too graphic or not too personal, because you know,
keep it PG.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to like make this show about that in any way. I just figured it's something interesting, and
yeah, it's definitely,
I didn't know that it was a thing.
Yeah, you found that out while looking up.
Yeah,
scary,
like,
stuff.
I always knew that, like, there was this weird thing that happens to me when I sleep regarding that, but I didn't know that it could actually be a clinically, like, Oxford did a study on it, like, that I'm going to do more research into to see what they found.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea. They probably got some good,
they have money
there
to throw at shit,
yeah,
so.
They really do.
But that actually, we wrapped up an episode. I mean, we don't even need to do another topic.
Yeah.
I think this will
I just hope I don't have another sleep paralysis tonight, cuz I found when I think of it, like, when it's on my mind more and I talk about it,
that's
usually
like,
yeah, usually I have one that night, and that's why, like, I can't really watch scary movies too much, which actually I don't think I really had any nightmares when we watched the Annabelles and the Conjuring stuff.
Well, I feel like you've watched them so much now that maybe your body's like,
yeah, I'm kind of like, it's probably like the third time that I watched those, so
yeah.
Maybe I'm becoming immune to that. Those movies.
Those particular movies. Yeah. But I bet you if you watched a new scary movie, yeah, like right before bed.
And I just found out that there's a demon possibly possessing me for all this. So hopefully that stays out of my mind when I'm trying to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah. I will say, as a last thing about this, the incubus is a male demon that only attacks the female sleepers.
Yeah, and did you also know that these demons are also known that they can just swap genders? Like, they can switch between incubus and succubus.
That's crazy.
Like, as an incubus, the male version, they usually you know, perform their deed with sleeping women and put their offspring and them. And as a succubus, they take the juices from men
And then
take those.
That's crazy.
It's,
but it would make sense if it was. Yeah, there's things that go bump in the night, people.
We said it once. We'll say it again.
But if you guys have a topic that you think we should talk about, or if you know an Am I the Asshole story that you think we should share, we'll change your name. We'll do all that for you. Just email us at bettermadetopics@gmail.com. And we appreciate you listening to us. And we'll catch you next time, next episode of Better Made Topics.
Until then. Get up, break out, make a decision, would you?